Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you for our podcast number 45. And we're excited about the new year starting and the new group semester getting ready to start. We also have a special guest with us, Emily. Emily, tell the friends who you are and what you're doing here.
Yeah, I'm Emily. I'm a resident at Grace, and I'm doing my rotation in discipleship right now. I'm really excited about it.
Awesome. Emily, what excites you, if you will, about discipleship or being with us for the next few months?
Yeah, I mean, I really just like getting to know people and investing in people. So I'm honestly just excited about getting to know more people at Grace and having some more conversations and really getting to a better idea of what it looks like, what discipleship really looks like at Grace.
Awesome. So we love discipleship, and we're going to talk about that. So we are going to talk today. The topic is worthy of it all. You group leaders should have heard about that from us a little bit here and there, but let's talk a little bit in depth about what that is. So Worthy of It All is a two-year church-wide initiative related to discipleship. And when we talk about discipleship, what we're all talking about is moving closer to Jesus, learning more about what he tells us in the Bible, learning more about God, moving our lives closer to him. And so if we look at Romans 12, 1 and 2, it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." So our main goal with this effort is to get 100% of our church to deepen their relationship with Jesus by taking meaningful steps of faith that are shaped by the mindset and a heart posture of saying Jesus is worthy of it all. He's worthy of every part of our lives, not just our calendar, so that we can come to church, you know, on Sunday mornings or Thursdays, or go to group on Tuesday or Wednesday nights. But it's also our hearts. Are we learning? Are we growing? Our wallets, are we being generous people? Are we being kind? You know, the fruits of the Spirit, kind, gentle. So our mission as a church is to help people live Jesus-centered lives. Everything we do as a church is aimed at helping people, as you know, meet, follow, and share Jesus. Worthy of It All is just an extension of that, maybe a concentrated effort for these next 2 years. And so this initiative is broken down into a few primary and secondary goals, and I'll throw it to Vince to walk us through that.
Yeah, Kevin, one of the things that I was just thinking about as you were talking, obviously as a staff, we have been processing and praying through just these last few months of what this discipleship journey is going to look like.
Yeah.
What's something that you would say you're excited about when you think of this next 2 years of Worthy of It All?
Life change. My desire, as with all of ours, as we do different Bible studies and different group settings, is just to see people change, mm-hmm. just to see people fully surrender to Christ, fully surrender every part of their life. And it's so fun, I think, to see the light bulbs go off. When yep. people start studying Scripture, and then some things of Scripture start to make sense, and they can connect the dots of God's overall big picture of Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, they learn and grow, and they get it. Like, I don't know what "get it" means exactly, but you see them move their journey, move their lives. You know, we've seen, as you know, we've seen some families in the church, like, one person gets invited, and then there's one family, like over 20 people are now coming out of that family.
Yeah.
And they're all following after Jesus in all the right ways. And so life change, I guess, to answer your question.
Yeah, I love that. I think that, you know, we shared a lot this last year around just the way that God's been moving at our church. And it's been a really, 2025 was an awesome year. It was great to see the amount of people that took next steps, people that were baptized, people that joined groups. And I'm excited for Worthy of It All. I'm excited to see what God's going to do in all of our lives personally, but also through our lives and through mm-hmm. our groups.
Yep.
And, just like you said, Kevin, with the family that brought 20 people here and they're all engaged. And like one of those members is in a group that I'm in. And today we're going through the Bible in a year. And he came in with just tons of questions. Like
yeah.
he sat there and he's like, "What does this mean? What does this verse mean?" And I was processing this and I listened to this podcast. And for me, it's like you said, that light bulb moment where
yeah.
it's like so encouraging to see people growing their faith, asking questions, and what a better place to do that in group life. So we're really excited about that. But as group leaders, I'm sure you're sitting here just wondering what this means for you as a group leader. And you've heard a little bit of communication from us, some from stage. And our goal today is just to give you guys some more information so you're prepared going into this next season. So all of Group Life at Grace will be doing a five-week Bible study series surrounding Worthy of It All. So our follow groups are going to do that, our Bible studies are going to do that, and Grace groups as well. The content is being written in-house, and there is going to be a devotional that's going to go along with it, but you guys will also be getting a message guide that some of our staff has been working on that will go along with the series each week.
And when does that start, Vince?
This will be the first week of February through the first week of March. So group leaders, you guys play a huge role in setting the tone for our church and discipling their members. And, you know, all the time we ask you guys to go first as group leaders. You're shepherding your group, you're helping point them to next steps. And so throughout this discipleship journey, our hope is that, you know, you're hearing a little bit about this right now and just the excitement in you is building so you can share that with everybody else in your group. And so we need group leaders to be all in and to call their group members to be all in too. This is a discipleship journey. It's not just for your group, but it's also for you. So like I said earlier, I'm excited to see what God's going to do through you and in your life, and just even hearing the stories of what that's going to look like in your own personal group as well. So as group leaders, we need you to call the members higher. We need them just to not attend, but to respond, so to actually engage with all this. I know all throughout the year we talk to you guys about shepherding your members, making sure they're there each week, and that's very important. And I would tell you, it's even more important in this journey. You know, we really, really want them to be actively engaged, engaging with the content, growing in their walk with Christ, and truly responding just to the different action steps we're asking throughout this journey. So making every effort to attend, I think, is so important throughout those 5 weeks. One thing that's coming up that you guys have heard about is our vision nights. So we're going to have vision nights across all of our campuses, and we're encouraging everybody to be there. So for you, whatever that looks like, if you want to, I know, Kevin, do you want to share with them kind of what your plan is with your group and how?
Yeah, so there's two, here at Pickerington, there are two vision nights. Yep. January 20th, that's a Tuesday, and Monday, January 26th.
Yep.
So the Tuesday one, that's my group night. So I've encouraged our group to go on Monday the 26th so that we can still have our normal Tuesday group.
Yep.
But one thing we want to make sure that groups don't do is cancel or have group and go to vision night. Like if it's the same night, like two or three people go to vision night, but yet most of the group still has group night. We don't want that.
Yep.
Go on a different night. And not only that, but there's vision nights at Jefferson and Lithopolis. If you can't make it here at Pick, you can go to one of them. And just so you know, you can get to those at the Engage page, gracefellowship.cc/engage, and you can find your way to the vision nights. And we want you to RSVP for that too.
Yep. And the vision nights are going to be really important because it's a night of worship, a night where we're going to get vision, celebrate what Christ has done for us, celebrate all the things he's done in our church. And it's going to be a great way for all of us to come together before we kick off this two-year discipleship journey. So make sure you're there. If you guys have any questions, reach out to Pastor Kevin or myself and let us know. We're looking forward to seeing you guys there. And like I said, we're just looking forward to this whole journey and to hear all that God's going to do in and through your group.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to say here at the end to all of our group leaders?
No.
No. That's fine. No worry. Put you on the spot, didn't I? So group leaders, your action step out of today's podcast is to sign up for a vision night, either January 20 or Monday, January 26, through the webpage, and get your group to go as well. So God bless you. We love you. Have a great week.